about, this is Abounding Winds part, I believe 169. I told you it's going to be a long series, and it has been a long, long series. And we've got a lot to cover, a lot of ways to go. But it has been one that has been preparing us to stay in the place of being abounding, no longer being abased. But life's lessons and the word of God has brought us into a place of his abounding winds. And God is wanting to for us to always, always be in victory. And so God is creating an atmosphere and a climate and a thermal, a consistent thermal breeze that is always blowing to keep our eagle's wings spread and to keep soaring in victory in every area of our life. And that's what this whole series has been about since the day we started. And today we're on the subject of peace, God's peace. And again, we're learning about now the prosperity side of it. I am so grateful for the expiating power of Jesus to give me peace concerning areas of my life that were just less than perfect, but how he's propitiated us through his blood and expiated all of our sin and made atonement, and we just come into this covenant with our Father. But in the same definition of peace, there is prosperity. And today I want to talk to you about Solomon's truth on prosperity. It's a powerful revelation. It's new for me. The Lord was pouring it out and he's confirming his word tremendously. And we're going to just look at just one particular two verses of scripture that Solomon had spoken on. And we're going to absolutely dissect those two verses of scripture. And so over the next several messages, the Lord is going to be reconditioning our thinking. So get ready. He's going to be transforming us by the renewing of our minds. He wants to truly impart the rhema about prosperity flowing in our lives as a result of being joined with the Father in peace. He wants to recondition us to understand this. He really does. And he wants us to further understand that as we experience his expiating power, his prosperity is manifest as well. Got to get it. We've got to get that understanding. And when we're feeling, man, this wonderful covenant of peace and tranquility of mind, we've got to learn from there to lift our hands and glorify God for the prosperity that is coming into our lives as a result of it. So today we will hear from the wealthiest man in history, Solomon, and on where wealth and abundance can be found and exactly how it can and will be achieved. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So now peace, we know in the Greek is irene. In the Hebrew, it's shalom. And we understand that peace, we learn, means to join. That was the first definition of the Greek word peace. It means to join. And that's where we got our at the first part of our series from, was becoming joined to the Father, because through Christ, we've been brought into an absolute covenant of peace with God, laying by his side. And so now we're joined by the blood. We're joined by, again, propitiation. Both the Father and us being propitiated by the blood has brought us into a place of being connected or fully joined. As a result of being joined, we look at the next definition, and it's highlighted. It's prosperity. We are now entering into the rhema on prosperity. And we are, thanks be to God, truly positioned for it. For scriptures that we've read so many times and over the years, we wanted God to implement in our lives. We wanted God to do things in terms of wealth and prosperity. But our joining wasn't fully connected. Being honest, we weren't fully connected yet. We were saved by grace, no question about it. But we weren't functioning from the right position in the knowledge of being joined and in the knowledge of staying at peace with God and in peace with God. So now we're positioned, praise God. Now we're positioned for absolute prosperity. We really are. God has been doing a work through Christ, man, through the revealing of this word, and he has positioned us to enter into a place of prosperity. And what prosperity means, it means it's shalom. Also, I said like it, also in the Hebrew, it's the word shalom, which means a couple of definitions mean welfare. It means health, favor, soundness, completeness, compensation. And then we get shalva. Prosperity is also called shalva in the Hebrew, and it means security or abundance. All right. So God is bringing us into the understanding of our abundance. He's bringing us into the understanding of welfare, wealth itself. It travels along with tranquility of the mind. It connects in the same month. If you were on the line on Thursday, we learned on Thursday that we are receiving former and latter rains. The Lord started with us. He started with the latter, the life in the spirit as a result of peace. A latter rain has been pouring on us. Amen. Peace with God. Amen. Has been pouring on us. And then he said, now I'm going to take you to the former glory of my peace, which is prosperity. The former glory always pointed to wealth and riches. It pointed to security. It pointed to freedom from havoc and war. It pointed to those natural means. And God is doing that for us now that he's established in us, again, the right or the first part of his peace. The latter glory of his peace has been established. We understand, my goodness, it feels so good. We understand what it means to be at true peace with God, laying alongside of him because of the rhema, which propitiates our minds and gives us a pure connection with the Father. Powerful. And it's been so awesome, this discovery. And I love it because no matter how bad my day goes sometimes, no matter how far I might drift, the moment I tap into the rhema, I connect, I'm rejoined back unto the Father in a place of absolute peace. Yes. Now it positions me and you to receive the shalom of God, the second shalom, the shalom of favor, the shalom of welfare, the shalom of wealth and abundance. It positions me all over again for the shalva, for the security and abundance of the Lord. And so now we're going to break it down today. We're going to listen to Proverbs chapter 13, verses 22 and 23. We've laid this scripture over the years, and we've tried to force this scripture to become manifest in our lives. Everybody wants this scripture to be made manifest. And we have said, man, we've proclaimed it. We call ourselves the just. We call ourselves God's righteousness and all this stuff. And we've tried to really kind of force our way into this particular scripture. In Proverbs 13, verse 22, we're going to look at 22 first. It says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The Lord had me really meditating on this thing here. I mean, really looking into it. There's got to be some truth. There's got to be some way to extract. I mean, over the years, I'm not lying to you, over the years of my being a Christian, I've desired this. I wanted the wealth transfer. People have prophesied wealth transfer. They've talked about it, had sessions, had conferences, all this stuff concerning it. But in all truth and sincerity, I'm not going to lie, I haven't really experienced that transfer in my life personally. And I know a lot of Christians, and I know that most of us have been in somewhat of the same state since the day we met. And it's just the truth. When it comes to wealth is what I'm talking about. We've been in kind of the same mode, moving in the same, muddling along and not really receiving or walking in this wealth transfer that Proverbs 13, 22 talks about. Well, the word wealth does mean riches. It means efficiency. It means substance, whether of men, means, or other resources. It is speaking of abundance. It really is. But Solomon describes it as being laid up for the just. And it's key to begin to understand what it means here. It's laid up. And it really began to open my eyes when I looked into this here. It means to hide by covering over. It's secretly placed somewhere. It means to lie hidden. So now the wealth of the sinner, it's there, but it is hidden. It's covered over. It's secretly placed. That means it's up to us as Christians. The Bible says also in Proverbs, strong men retain riches. And these things here, this transfer, it has not been in plain sight. It hasn't been something that I don't believe the body has truly achieved, because I still see sinners and I still see the Jew in particular prospering like they've always prospered. So this thing it's hidden. It's laid up though, and it is for the just. It is, but it's hidden. This prosperity is secretly placed somewhere. It's secretly placed. And so it kind of made me, not kind of, but it made me want to understand a little bit more. And my God, how it lines up with what God is teaching us. So in verse 22, Solomon actually says here in verse 22, what he says this, he's revealing to us that first the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, as I said. It's hidden for the just. It's in a place that needs to be revealed by the Rhema word. By both hearing it and then doing the Rhema. The next word, just, is a major key. Watch this now. Watch how it starts to tap in to what God has been revealing to us. The word just means righteous in conduct and character. Now, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The word just begins to reveal where the wealth is. It's in the place where you're righteous in conduct and character. That speaks of temperament, which we've been learning. It also means righteous as justified and vindicated by God. Now we know where we're justified. We're justified by the blood of Jesus, which is bringing forth, which we've been talking about a lot, expiation, freedom from guilt and shame in the joining place of the Father.
Yes,
God, Lord, has been telling us that if you've been joined, if you're joined to me, you're guaranteed to unlock a realm, or you're guaranteed to unlock my prosperity here as well. Well, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The just is pointing not to just a state of being, but it's pointing to a place or a realm in him. Righteous as justified and vindicated by God. It's lawful. Listen, it becomes lawful here for the transfer. It's lawful. So now, our being joined, just as God has been training us the last 13 or 14 messages prior to talking about prosperity, our coming into the joining has absolutely positioned us for the wealth of the sinner. For the wealth of the sinner. And so now we're in right position, but my goodness, I want you to get excited about this. And I want it to press you even more into being joined. Because now that God is getting things situated from the inside, he also wants to bless you on your outside and bring you into a place, man, where peace has truly been made manifest. Wonderful, again, we talk about it. Wonderful to have tranquility of mind, but my goodness, that tranquility of your mind must be supported by way of manifestation. By God manifesting your breakthrough, by God manifesting more than enough, by God breaking the back of debt, lack, and not enough. It must now, shalom must take on shalom yet again.
Amen.
It has to come into being. So now this wealth here is laid up for those that are justified and vindicated by God. Yeah, that's that expiating place. That's that place of joining. So in verse 22, he's saying that being just would become our position in Christ's expiating power. It is our place of justification and vindication. It makes us lawful to receive the wealth that has been accumulated by the sinner. Once again, the Lord is revealing the importance of being joined. and how it will lead us unto prosperity. So now, I hope you can see that. The wealth of the sinner, this mystery of how to walk in wealth transfer. God is about to unlock it completely. Verse 23 tags along with verse 22. I mean, it really tags in there. Listen to this. I never put these two together as long as I've been reading the Proverbs. I never really, because most of the Proverbs after chapter 10 and 11, they don't flow in consistency. They kind of take on their own meaning. You'll shift. But 22 and 23 here in Proverbs here, these two connect. Listen to this verse. It says, much food is in the tillage of the poor. Now, Solomon begins to reveal where wealth can and will be found and how to retrieve it. Watch this now. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for the want of judgment. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. I started to think about that. I started to say, wait a minute. You mean all the times that I've walked in days of not enough? I've walked in places where things were hard. Much food was in my tillage. There are times where it seemed that I was poor. I'm being honest with you. I'm talking about financially, where things got really difficult at times, really difficult. But the Bible says in verse 23, and Solomon's revealing that much food is in the tillage of the poor. But there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. The word tillage means fallow ground. So in the ground of the poor, there is much. There's still much. And the word much means abundance. It means great numbers. It means all. Think about that. All food is in the ground of the poor. It means greatness. It means to multiply by the myriad, which means multitude or droves. So now there's a multiplying abundance in the ground of the poor. So imagine if the poor have this in their ground, then everybody that's well off, everybody that's well to do, everybody that's doing okay, it's in your ground too. In other words, it's always available in your ground. Somebody say amen if you hear me.
Amen.
Amen. It's always already there. The place where you're going to pick up, it's not that you're going to go physically into enemies' territories and buy their businesses and do that and do this. No, no, no. No, the food or your supply, your abundance, your prosperity is already in your ground. God has revealed that to us years ago, that we determine our harvest. Yes. We can sow into the life of anyone, and if we're in right position, we would determine the harvest return that comes unto us. They used to tell us, man, in the word of faith, that we need to sow up. You have to sow into someone that has prospered and done well. But God has never taught that by his word. He that giveth unto the poor lendeth unto the Lord. It's not always about sowing into somebody that's dynamically positioned in finance. Fact, that's not the case on how to prosper. Your ground is already prepared to bring a harvest. Your ground is already meant and spoken by God to bring forth prosperity. There's much food is in the tillage of the poor. But watch this, guys. Watch this. This is the kicker. This is where he brings us in here. It says, but it's destroyed for want of judgment. The word want means no or without. Your sustenance, your prosperity doesn't reach you and doesn't reach me at times because we're without judgment. Watch this now. The word judgment, watch this. It means justice, including a participant's rights and or privilege. It means justice, which includes a participant's rights or privilege. What am I saying? I'm saying this. When you're not joined, the revelation of the true revelation of prosperity isn't flowing. You're not judging your rights and or your privileges.
Oh.
And when you're not judging your rights and or privileges, your harvest or the wealth of the sinner that belongs in your tillage, that belongs in your ground, is not making it to your ground because you as a just man or woman are not judging your rights and or privileges. You're not judging your rights and privileges. And so therefore, it's being destroyed because it's without proper judgment.
Jesus.
And the only way we walk in proper judgment is when we stay joined in peace with God our Father through the Lord Jesus Christ by way of his rhema word. When we sit here, my God is this, when we stay here, we now begin to judge right. We now begin to understand I'm at peace with God. Therefore, prosperity is mine. It is my privilege. It is my right. It's lawful to flow in my life. When we're without proper judgment, the wealth of the sinner doesn't come to our ground. There is a transfer that God has been speaking to us about for years. But God has also been waiting for people to take their right position under the propitiating power of Jesus Christ and come alongside of the Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
for
Lord.
For this transfer to take place, my God, get this in your spirit. Get this in your soul. There is a transfer, but it's for a people that are walking in right judgment concerning what God has done for them through Christ. It's for people that understand that because they're joined and because they're under this covenant of his peace, prosperity belongs to them. You become lawful. This judgment tells you how worthy you are. And I admire you, Evangelist Darrell, because you're always talking about how worthy you are because of the blood of Jesus. You always stay in the frame of mind of saying that I am the righteousness of God, and it is the truth. When you're, when you're sitting parallel, when you're sitting side by side, this is the mindset that we have to have. Listen, our harvest is being destroyed for want or because you're without judgment. You're without judgment. Much food is already there. Listen, it's in the tillage of the poor. But there, that is destroyed because you're without judgment. You're without the truth of who you are.
Because of me.
Hallelujah. God has already blessed your ground.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And there's a transfer, I'm trying to tell somebody. There's a prosperity transfer that is destined to come. And it's coming because you're going to take your rightful place and you're not going to be pulled in and out. You're going to, the Bible says that the Lord, he will keep thee. He will keep thee in perfect. He will keep them in perfect peace whose mind, you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, who's sustained with you. You will call shalom, shalom, because their minds are stayed with you. They're right there. Their minds are right where they belong. Their judgment concerning who they are is flowing in truth. They're stayed on thee.
Hallelujah.
They're not up and down. They're not flim-flam. They're not sometime. They understand exactly who they are.
Hallelujah.
So now, there's much, or there's an abundance. There is, droves of prosperity that is ready now to be released in the tillage, in the ground of the poor. It's coming through your life. It's coming through you. Now look at the note here. The wealth of the wicked is found in our own ground. Imagine that. God will cause a transfer to come unto us as we stay joined. It is in the joining that he will transform our minds to believe and receive his prosperity. I'm going to say that again. It is in the joining that he will transform our minds to believe and receive his prosperity. My God, you'll lift up holy hands without wrath or doubt. You'll know that you are worthy of it.
See.
Our lack of judgment on the matter of prosperity from a place of joining is destroying our harvest. Our lack of judgment on the matter of prosperity from a place of joining is destroying our harvest. We don't really believe we have rights and privileges to the degree of receiving in abundance. It's just the facts, people. Our tillage is our mindsets. Hear that again. Our tillage is your mindset and how you perceive his prosperity for your life. Without being joined, we will be without the proper judgment that releases the harvest of the sinner. Instead of it growing in their grounds,
yes, God,
it will be transferred to our grounds. And the glory of the Lord, which means the glory, the word doxa, means his opinion, his point of view, and his estimate. His opinion, his point of view, and his estimate will be revealed in and on our lives. This is how they're going to see, and this is how they're going to know. This is exactly how they're going to see, and this is exactly how they're going to know. Because the opinion of God is to prosper the just. The estimate of God is to prosper the just. The wealth of the sinner has been hidden. The place, where is it hidden? It's hidden in the joining. It's hidden right there in the joining. It's hidden in the place of peace. When you're in peace with God, that is where it's found. How do I extract it? My goodness, we just read it in verse 23. We just read it. I extract it now. I get it out. I get it into my ground because I step into a place of right judgment concerning who I am and what kind of covenant I'm in, that the covenant of his peace is always with me. If you read Isaiah 54, it will confirm this entire message. God's judgment on you is to make you beautiful in every way. God's judgment on you is for you to lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Enlarge the place of your habitation. Stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. God's judgment on you is to lay your colors with fair stones. To lay your foundation with fair stones. God's judgment on you is that it will be a wealth transfer to your children. Great shall be the peace of thy children. God's judgment on you is already found in Isaiah 54. And that's the judgment we should have concerning ourselves. But we can't maintain that judgment about us because we're not staying joined like we should.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
So we waver in this judgment. And in the wavering, it's destroying what is coming, what's supposed to be coming from our own fallow ground. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. All right. Let's look at absolute confirmation in this thing. All right. We're going to skip over to Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 19. This is going to blow your socks off. Elder Allison, I got to admit, I thought about you because of one revelation that you have and that you shared on last week. And I couldn't believe what the Lord revealed here. It's going to bless you. So let's put an ear to this. Yeah. It'll bless all of you. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 19. Absolute confirmation. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Listen to this now. As it is written, remember our subject is on peace. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, listen to this, people. I will provoke you, talking about Israel, to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. I said, okay, I remember what you told me years ago, Lord, about that. He said, okay, go look at the word beautiful. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. The word beautiful means flourishing or blooming. When you carry the gospel of peace, you'll preach it, but you'll preach it without words. You'll preach it by your flourishing. You'll preach it because you're blooming. Hear that word, Ella Allison, blooming. Reminds you of that man, Aaron, that you've been looking at. So now you're flourishing. So now this is what in verse 19, this is how they're provoked to jealousy, because you're carrying in your life the gospel of peace. So now, because you're carrying it, you're flourishing. And he said, I'm going to provoke them. I'm going to provoke Israel to jealousy by them that are no people. I'm going to provoke them by the prosperity that I put on their life. What was in their ground, Israel's, is now going to flow in the ground of the just. And because they're flourishing, I'm going to provoke them to jealousy, and I'm going to anger them because of how the children of God, the true children of God, the true Israelites are flourishing. And I'll provoke them to jealousy. When we live this gospel of peace, we will preach this gospel of peace without words. They will see prosperity on our lives. And remember that it was once theirs through God the Father. They will be provoked to jealousy and brought to anger by our prosperity. Our prosperity with the Lord is going to absolutely blow their minds. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. I'm not telling you have to be a preacher to flourish. No. No. You preach without words when you're living in this gospel of peace.
Hallelujah, God.
And you flourish.
Hallelujah,
God. And you flourish. And the only thing you might say is, my God has judged me righteously, man. This is his blessing on my life. This is him doing this for me. I'm flourishing and I'm blooming. Why? Because I'm joined to him. His gospel of peace is all over me. For once was in their ground, it has. The Lord said, it's not that it is. He said to tell you, it has shifted to our ground. Now, let's not let it be destroyed by neglecting so great a salvation. Let's not let our harvest be destroyed. Let's not look to the hills or have to look to the hills. No, we shouldn't have to wonder, where in the world is my prosperity? Your prosperity is already in your ground. Your prosperity is right there before you already. Now learn, live and learn on how to really glean, to get it out of the ground. That's another word for tillage. The gleaning of it. Harvesting. There's much harvest.
Bless
in the
you.
Ground of the poor.
Bless you, Lord.
But you've got to understand, it's only by being joined in this covenant of peace, by allowing the word to keep you in a position of his expiating force. Now you can see what Solomon was talking about, the wealthiest man in all of history. This man never, ever praised wealth. I studied all the scriptures on wealth in Proverbs, every one of them. And Solomon is doing more warning about what wealth can do than teaching on how to get it. In fact, this scripture here, It is exactly the only scripture in Proverbs that will point by Solomon talking about wealth and teach on how to really achieve it. The rest of them are telling you the warnings of what a wealthy man will go through. And Solomon teaches through those scriptures on how to maintain it by keeping God first. Solomon taught more on staying joined to God in terms of wealth and talking about the true riches was being joined, and he was sending messages to us. But this particular scripture teaches us how to get a transfer, to truly walk in a transfer of the wealth of the sinner. And the Lord is wanting to recondition your thinking, and he's wanting to recondition my thinking that if I'm feeling the tranquility in my mind, I can lift my hands and begin to glorify my Lord for an outpouring of his prosperity over me. He's wanting me to walk in it simultaneously. I believe Joel taught us on Thursday night that they would come in the first month. The former and the latter would fall in the first month at the same time. And God has been trying to condition us to receive that very thing, even as there's prosperity, there's healing, there's deliverance, as our souls are prospering. But man, because of want of judgment, we've been missing it. We've been having the harvest destroyed. And I understand exactly what he means by the destruction of it. Because if I'm not judging the way that God is judging me, then I'm judging the way that Satan is viewing me and trying to convince me that I am, that I'm not worthy, that I'm not in position, that it's not going to happen, it's never going to be. And so it's in that false judgment that my transfer and your transfer is being destroyed. But my goodness, come on, simply receive. Simply imbibe the fact that he has already propitiated your mind, and he's already brought you into a place with peace with God your Father. And from there, you give him a laudation of joy and a shout of praise for his prosperity.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
It's from there that you receive, because now you're judging correctly.
Hallelujah.
Now you're with right. You're judging by way of the justice that God has already had for you, because you were vindicated by the blood of Jesus. Now that transfer can take place. What used to grow in the ground of the sinner is now going to grow in the ground of the just man and the just woman. Yeah. There's a shift that's already taken place. It's already happened. It's already happened. Don't let the distractions of the age destroy your transfer. Don't let the distractions of this now life destroy what God has already intended for you to have. We learned on Thursday, it's his good pleasure. It's his good pleasure to give it to you. What makes it his good pleasure is the fact that he sees how joined you are unto the Father. That's what makes him smile. And that's what makes him cause that transfer and that release. The shalom, shalom, and the shalom. Full restoration belongs to you now. Full prosperity belongs to you now. It belongs to you. It's yours. All of it's yours. And there's nothing that can stop it. There's absolutely, positively nothing that's going to stop this. It's our time. I remember Minister Kurt said about a month or so ago, it is our time. Don't let the distractions of this age stop this now. Don't let it break your mindset. Remember, your mindset is your tillage. Your mindset is your ground. Being under the power of his blood, man, it causes prosperity. It really does. The Lord said, I was talking to the Lord. I said, you know what? I've had miracles come in on broken wings. I've had miracles come in on landing gear where I only have one tire coming out. I've had miracles come in with what one engine is put out. And these miracles are having rough landings. They're reaching me, but they're not reaching me smoothly. This was my dialogue with him. He said, the more you stay joined, the smoother the landing will be for your miracles.
Bless God.
I said, I'm grateful for what you've done. I'm grateful for how you brought me over. And I'm grateful. Don't get me wrong. But I want the full expression of your peace and prosperity. I don't want miracles coming in on broken wings and broken landing gear. Again, I'm grateful that you get me out of a tough pinch at times. But I want smooth landings all the time. I want the Lord to make me rich and add no sorrow with it. I want the Lord's best to be flowing in my life. Why? Because the earth is his and the fullness thereof, the worlds and they that dwell therein. I want his prosperity at all times. When the Lord feeds you, he feeds you and you're full. You're absolutely full to the brim. When the Lord does it, he takes away the yoke and he destroys it. When he's able to just move at a hundredfold level, he brings wholeness. Not just a burden removed, but it's a yoke destroyed. I want God's prosperity plan flowing in the life of everybody that's listening to this message. I want you to experience that transfer. I'm going to. Absolutely going to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah, Master. Got some comments here. I'm closing with these comments. Blanche says to everyone, amen. Elder Donna says, amen and amen. Evangelist Darrell says, hallelujah. Joshua Watts says, amen. Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Elder Donna says, hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Evangelist Darrell says, our tillage is our mindsets. That is powerful and so true. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Jay says, the joining keeps our minds. Yes, it does.
Hallelujah, God.
And it protects the harvest. Let's not allow our wealth to be destroyed because we're without proper judgment. No more. Protect your tillage. Elder Donna says, amen. Amen. Awesome. Blanche says, oh, wow. Tommy says, amen, Lord, let it be so. And I say amen to all of it. Father, we thank you so much for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the truth. We thank you for the truth.
Thank you.
We thank you for the truth in which you share. There is a wealth transfer. There is a provoking that is going to come because we flourish, because we're blooming. They're going to know that we walk with the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. They're going to know. You're going to prosper us because of this covenant of peace, because this is the fruit of peace. Prosperity is a part of the sweetness of the nectar that is in the fruit of peace. It brings the balance. The shalom is protected by the second shalom. The tranquility of mind is protected by the fact that you prospered me in the very thing that the enemy wanted me to worry about. The very reason, Lord God, that I have tranquility of mind is, and it's sustained, is because you prosper me. You prosper us. Your prosperity has been ordained for all of our lives. Help us not to look so hard for it. It's right here in front of us. Our tillage will produce all of the wealth of the sinner. Our own tillage, it's right here. We need to look no further. We don't need their business ideas. We don't need their favor. No, we don't need it.
Amen.
We don't need anything.
Amen.
But Lord Jesus, we Amen. Don't need it. We're not subject unto them. We don't have to respect them in terms of their money. We don't have to entreat with them. No. Our tillage is already loaded with prosperity. And you've called it to be so. Help everybody that's on this line to strive differently, to be joined with you, to see the prosperity that's coming as being holy, holy, and it's a result of a covenant of peace. We can lift up our hands without wrath or doubt because you've already established the ladder, a real relationship with our Father, a real peaceful relationship, where we harmonize with him. And because we harmonize with him, he just freely gives us all things. We give you glory. We give you glory for this. And everybody that's under peace right now should be glorifying him for that peace that you feel right now on this line, but also add to it another praise for his prosperity that's flowing toward you.
Thank you.
Give him a praise because he's about to favor his righteous cause. He wants to prove to the world that you're his. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah. Evangelist Darrell says, the Lord says, I am the Lord your God. I change not. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Keep seeing me. With me, wealth is possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Don't you let anything stand in front of you anymore. Don't you allow any other distraction to pull you from this place. Every business owner on this line and everyone aspiring in business, you're going to be so blessed. He's going to pour. In your ground are going to come clients that were in the grounds of sinners. In your grounds are going to come the jobs and the favor for the jobs. In your ground is coming a transfer. Every business that's on this line, for everyone that one of you that are staying joined and going to stay joined, you're going to have the favor of the Lord through your business. Through your business. They're going to look and try to figure out how in the world did you get that client? That was my client. That was my biggest account. They're coming. They're coming. There's a shift coming. Don't let the distraction of this age pull you out. Don't let it pull you out any longer. Stand still and see. Stay right there in a place with him, in a relationship with him, that man, oh my God, it will become as nothing but his pleasure to give you all things. Stand still. Don't be moved. Don't be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Yeah, I feel this. Just begin to lift your hands before the Lord for a moment and let him start to move things that have been distractions. Just let him move. Just lift your hands and he'll move them. He'll move it. You draw nigh unto him. He's going to draw nigh right back unto you in this moment, in this right now moment. He'll move them. You lift your hands and just be obedient. And any distractions that were there, yeah, he wants to fully propitiate your mind. He wants to fully touch every part of your mind. He wants to touch your theta. He wants to touch your conscience mind. He wants to touch you completely. The stronger the joining, this is where 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold are found. It's within the joining. Everybody on this line will be at 100-fold before it's all said and done. 100-fold, moving in 100-fold, prosperity. But let him touch you now. Let him remove right now any distractions. Mahishtur Baba. Any and all distractions being removed. Yes, Lord. Yes, let him pull it right out. And he says again, there's no weapon formed against you that will prosper. Let him move it out. Let him move it out. He said, all is forgiven. All is forgiven. Power of the blood of Jesus is flowing right now, bringing you into a perfect joining. And as you're sensing it being lifted, as you're discerning it's being removed, also graft in the thanksgiving for his prosperity too. Because they're falling in the first month. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, so much. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for removing. Thank you for establishing. Thank you, Master. Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Ooh, that's great. That's great. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Absolutely, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Master. Glory. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Beauty's being replaced for ashes right now.
Hallelujah, God.
beauty's being replaced. He's replacing ashes for beauty. Beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. There's beauty for ashes. Ooh, glory be to God. Areas that seem kind of burned down, run down. He's replacing right now within your spirit, within your soul, beauty for ashes. It doesn't matter how bad it was. It doesn't make a difference. No. Beauty for ashes is here. Right now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right now. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
No matter how strong your disconnect was, beauty is there for ashes. Whew, glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's happening right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
you. It's happening right now. Glory to Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus.
Just give another minute or so.
Just
another minute.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's an exchange being made.
Jesus.
Beauty for ashes. I'm trying to tell you right now, no matter how bad it was, no matter how far you think you drifted, beauty stepping in for ashes.
Jesus.
He's joining. That's how powerful his blood is. Nothing will ever separate you from the love of God. Nothing can. Oh, glory.
Jesus. My God.
Ah, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master. Thank you for your prosperity. Thank you for your peace.
Jesus.
Thank you so much for your peace. The entirety of your peace, we give you praise for it. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace. I see Shatina on the line, and the Spirit of God told me to tell you, Shatina, that he's filling every valley. Every mountain hill is being brought low. All of places that were crooked are being made straight. Rough waves are being made smooth. Salvation is moving in every area. Salvation is moving in every area. Salvation is moving in every area. Anytime you lift your hands to him, salvation begins to move. Anytime you raise your hands to him, salvation begins to move, and God fixes everything. It happens every single time. And it's, oh my God, it's in your climate even right now. It's in your climate even right Now, oh, glory be to God. I just see him filling, if you don't mind my saying so, he's filling holes. He's filling holes. There's just, I see the potter. I see this wonderful, wonderful work he's doing, and he's filling areas that were kind of gappy and that were had holes, but the Lord is filling them. And boy, your vessel is going to be so strong. Your vessel is going to be strengthened. It's going to be empowered. Oh, your vessel is going to minister from another dimension, another place. And oh boy, you'll be sustained. Everything, every word will be sustained in you. You won't have sometimes, some days up, some days down. No, your vessel is going to sustain the glory of the Lord, because the Lord is filling. He's filling cracks. He's filling holes. He's smoothing it over. Ooh, Jesus. And I hear him say it's going to dry quickly. It'll dry quickly. It's going to be a quick dry.
Mm.
It's going to be sealed quickly. And the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. It's going to fill. Whoo, man. You have an ascension appointment with the Lord. That's what I hear. You have an appointment to ascend. It's calling you. Gloria. He's calling you. Yeah. Yeah. So he's fixing everything. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, God.
The wealth of the wicked, the wealth of the sinner, it belongs to you. It belongs to you. You don't have to mimic their businesses or anything that they do. It's just going to transfer into your ground. Stay joined, people of God. Stay joined, and it's going to transfer into your ground. Evangelist Darrell, are you on the line?
I am, Apostle.
Do you remember the word of the Lord that you had for Sister Blanche? Sister Blanche, you still on the line, I believe?
Yes, I am, Apostle.
Okay, Evangelist, do you remember the word that you had for her?
Yes, I do.
Can you give her that word?
Yes. The last Sunday we were on the line, the Lord put you in my heart and said there were some things that have transpired to try to prevent you from knowing how much God loves you. But God says none of those things can ever separate you from his love. His love for you is so rich. Things that have tried to blind your eyes from seeing how much he loves you, God says they will never separate you from his love. Never. Amen. Never. And he says he's going to manifest his love for you in such great ways that you will always know through whatever trial, through whatever circumstance, the love of God will always lift you up out of it. Always.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Apostle, can I also say something, one more thing?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Absolutely.
In this meeting, the Lord put on my heart to say this. That word tillage that Apostle showed us is our ground of being the tillage is our mindset. The Lord says, for some, the familiar of not having enough, you have believed that's my mindset towards you. But God says, that's not my mindset towards you.
That's right.
the familiar, not having enough. You had thought that was me, says the Lord. But God says, cast down the familiar. And there's a command here to take up the mindset of God of more than enough. El Shaddai is my mindset towards you.
Amen.
That is my mindset. Not Amen. The familiar of not enough. That is not my mind. My mind towards each of you is El Shaddai. I am the God of more than enough.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes. No more distractions. No more distractions. Just stay joined. Enjoy the fellowship. Enjoy it. Let it be authentic and stay right there. And I'm telling you now, there's a tremendous transfer that's going to come. I've lived it so many times over that it's the old scripture that says, seek ye first the kingdom and all these things shall be added. It's as simple as that. It's just continuing with God and everything, staying joined to him, doing righteous judgment on your own self. Are you joined at the moment? Are you there? Or are you kind of a space cadet right now that needs to be brought back in? Judge yourself. Know where you stand with God at all times. And always, always, man, always refer back to the Rhema word that will bring you right back into the topic and the matter and bring you right back into the place of being joined with him. Don't let yourself go too far without recognizing where you really are. Stand firm with him and let him transform all of that belongs to you. Let's be that people that rise up. Let's be that sect of Christians that rise up in the glory of the Lord, that we rise up and we go beyond where Christianity is. And we set new benchmarks for people to follow. He told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, I've given you all the ministry of reconciliation. We're going to reconcile his people back to the place in which they belong.
Amen, God.
That's us. Now let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're giving, you can give by